This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The 2009 film Up in the Air, George Clooney plays an executive who flies around the country firing people. Racking up frequent flyer miles becomes a kind of personal obsession.
Let's just say that I have a number in mind and I haven't hit it yet.
That's a little abstract. What's the target?
It's 10 million miles.
Okay. Isn't 10 million just a number?
Pi's just a number.
Well, we all need a hobby. No, I don't mean to belittle your collection. I get it. It sounds cool.
Sounds cool to Tom Stuker, too. This weekend, he'll reach 10 million frequent flyer miles on United Airlines. 10 million miles. Tom Stuker joins us from NPR West, where you've just come in from the airport, right, Mr. Stuker?
Yeah, just landed from Sydney. And Scott, now the big difference, 10 million miles flown, as far as frequent flyer miles, I've got about 50 million of those, so...
50 million frequent flyer miles?
Yeah, yeah. As far as the actual miles that you redeem.
Okay, yeah. From things like buying a Weber grill with a credit card.
Yeah, exactly, or rent-a-cars or things like that.
Mr. Stuker, are you in flight from the law, or what moves you around the world so much?
I love travel. I mean, for a person who 25 years ago was scared to death to fly, I couldn't get on an aircraft. It really bothered me, but... Mm-hmm. Now it's evolved to a time where if I go a week without a flight, I just feel something's not right, you know.
Do you have family?
I've got my two boys here with me here in L.A. to celebrate the flight tomorrow. So I'm really glad to spend some time with those two guys.
Yeah.
And I'm currently with the woman of my dreams for 15 years. So.
Oh, so you've been with someone for 15 years.
15 years. Actually, yeah. She's flown 1.5 miles with me at the same time, but pretty much all on honeymoons.
Oh, you take more than one honeymoon, it sounds like, right?
Actually, we take about 4 or 5 a year. I figure, you know, if we focus on the honeymoon more, you know, then the relationship works out just fine.
Okay, so you're not a sad, pathetic wreck of a human being who is getting on airplanes to avoid living life.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I get on a plane to maximize life.
May I ask you, independently wealthy or where
no, I mean, because I spend all my money on travel, I think. You know, there's an old saying, Scott. It says the guy that dies with the most toys wins. You know, my T-shirt's going to say the guy that plays with the most toys wins. So, you know, I don't want to put away millions and millions to give it to my kids. I want to enjoy life, you know, and share those things with my kids while my eyes are open, you know.
Now, you're part of this thing called United Airlines Global Services Program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's up there with the Masons for being a kind of secret secret membership.
It's an invitation based on a lot of different factors, probably what the overall value you have to the airline, but most importantly, probably a collection of your flight patterns and amount of monies you spend and things like that. So,
So the big thing is I've been told there's a number you call, no waiting, no holding, hi, Mr. Stuker, how are you? Where can I send you today?
That hotline, there's like up to 300 people on the other end. It's in Dearborn, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And when I call that line, though, what's nice is because of my relationship over the years, if I called up and picked up the phone right now, you know, I just say, you know, good morning, how you doing? And they're going, oh, hi, Mr. Stuker. Most of them know me by my voice when I call up, so.
Mm. You know, I'd say the one perk you haven't gotten yet is a flight on Air Force One. Unless there's something I don't know.
I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. Plus, yeah. You don't get triple miles when you're flying that.
Tom Stuker will pass 10 million frequent flyer miles taking a flight from L.A. to Chicago this week. Thanks so much.
Nice meeting you, Scott.